A visit to the Guthrie home in Petersburg means getting checked out by a curious but cautious black lab.
Shabby, you stinker butt. Okay, back to your rooms. Come on, let's go.
Savan Guthrie, her husband Alex, and their three kids have all been part of the town's Head Start program run by Tlingit Haida Central Council.
My first little girl craved socialization. We couldn't give her enough of it. And so for her, I thought it would be a really good place to get to socialize.
Guthrie started taking her daughter just 2 days a week. Soon, both of them and later the other Guthrie kids became regulars.
You were encouraged to come in and sit down and hang out if you wanted to all day, encouraged to come to lunch and bring your other younger kids and, you know, sit and have lunch and socialize and hang out. So I really liked that aspect.
Family contact is a key part of Head Start, a federal preschool education and screening program that began in the mid-60s. Along with working with kids, it helps parents learn more about caring for young children and preparing them for school. But there will be less of that this year. Sequestrations across the board cuts means Southeast Head Start programs will start 3 weeks late. That affects about 260 children at 15 centers in 9 cities. Former Head Start teacher Karen McCullough of Petersburg supervises the program in Southern Southeast.
All the research has shown that socializing children, getting them used to routines, getting them used to playing with other children and relating with other adults, and through those experiences, increasing their language base, really helps children when they enter into the public school system.
Head Start also provides preschoolers with breakfast and lunch and teaches them basic hygiene such as brushing their teeth. Some don't get that at home. Regional Program Director Albert Reinhardt says staff are also trained to spot physical or behavioral problems best addressed at an early age.
We help identify any potential issues that might hold them up later on with their schooling, you know, hearing tests, eye tests, and also other more severe type of disabilities.
The budget cuts will reduce classroom days by close to 10%. It will also lower hours and pay for the region's 55 staffers. Head Start usually begins classes in early September, about the same time older children head to school. McCullough says the 3-week delay could force some parents to go elsewhere.
There are also other preschool programs, and parents who are looking for places for children start to worry when school starts up in the fall. And so Head Start might not be their first consideration because of that.
Head Start in Southeast is run by the Juneau-based Tlingit Haida Central Council. As a tribal program, it has a preference for Native children. Another priority is low-income families, but others, such as the Guthries, still get in. Reinhardt says he polled staff about the best way to address the budget cut.
We provided options from a shorter work week to ending the school year earlier or starting the next school year later. And our survey basically overwhelmingly showed support for a later startup.
Officials say funding has been flat in recent years, and that doesn't keep up with inflation. A number of grants are no longer available, which has hurt the program, too.
Okay, Shadow, can you go back to your room? Go to your room.
Back at the Guthrie House, Savan is thinking about sequestration's impacts.
Anytime you're cutting the money, who you're really hurting are the people and the families and the kids who need it the most.
Her husband and children are Tlingit and Tsimshian, and she says her family has enjoyed the cultural aspects of the program. She encourages other parents to think about joining, too.
Doesn't matter what your race is or where you come from, it's a great place for kids. And it's a great place for them to learn basic skills from brushing their teeth to how to say please and thank you to just, it's a great experience, and the staff does a really good job.
Southeast Head Start classrooms open for students on September 23rd. This is Ed Schoenfeld reporting in Petersburg.